Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Fleetwood Mac, day number 16, about their 16th studio album called Time. Came out in October of 1995. So Stevie Nicks has left the band, and she's been replaced by Becca Bramlett, the daughter of Delaney and Bonnie, a reasonably famous duo from, I think, the late 60s into the 70s. What I remember about Becca Bramlett is, if I remember correctly, early on in the success of Warrant, she was dating Janie Lane before Janie Lane hooked up with Bobby Brown after the Cherry Pie video. So this would be after that when she joined Fleetwood Mac. Also, our buddy Rick Vito is out of the band, and he's been replaced by former Traffic guitar player Dave Mason. It seems that not only did Stevie leave, but Christine McVie tried to leave or to not participate in this sham of an album. But Warner Brothers, I don't know if Warner Brothers was able to legally force her to participate. But the five songs that Christine has on the album, she recorded separately from the rest of the band. And the guitar player on Christine's songs is session musician Michael Thompson. So I guess within a year of this album coming out, you know, this lineup of the band completely splintered. It was a complete failure. And it's pretty interesting that, you know, it's actually less than 2 years after this album came out, Lindsay and Stevie were back in the band, and they did a live performance that was released as an album called The Dance. And that was the big Fleetwood Mac comeback. And they did a huge tour after that. And I saw them on that tour. And so that was not long after this. All right, let's see if we can make our way through this thing. The album Time opens with a song called Talking to My Heart, written by Billy Burnett, Deborah Allen, and Rafe Van Hoy. As soon as this kicks in, it's garbage. Immediate garbage. Garbage production, just generic and sad, and almost 5 minutes long. Honestly, what was anyone expecting when they put this album on, except to hear this? Second song on the album by Christine McVie and her husband Eddie, called Hollywood, parentheses, Some Other Kind of Town. This song is almost 6 minutes long, and I pointed out on the previous episode that Lindsey Buckingham, with his very unique style of guitar playing, has been replaced with very generic fucking blues licks. And it's just an atrocity to hear the guitar accents and solos in these songs. This song probably had some potential, but the production definitely ruins it. Love days, endless nights, starting to make me crazy. And now you're gone, there's nothing left for me. Third song on the album, a boring, pointless, shitty rock tune from Dave Mason. What this has to do with Fleetwood Mac, I have no idea. It sounds like the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Fourth song on the album, a song called Winds of Change, written by Kit Hain, whoever the fuck that is. So this is Becca Bramlett trying to do Stevie. And holy shit, I mentioned on the previous episode that some of the songs sound like you just flipped on a Christian rock radio station and you're just hearing like an impersonation of a band. And that's what this song is. Like, it's on par with, like, artistically, this is on par with elevator music. It just sucks in every way, even the vocals. Fifth song on the album by Christine and her husband called I Do. This sounds like Christine McVie writing the theme song for a canceled 90s sitcom. This isn't bad per se, but it just seems robotic and so formulaic and forced. Sixth song on the album, Nothing Without You. This is a cover of a song by Becca Bramlett's dad from 1975. What I really have to say here is I don't like Becca's voice. I don't like her style of singing. I don't like the inflections. I just don't like it. And again, what the fuck does Becca Bramlett covering a song by her dad from 1975, the year that the self-titled Fleetwood Mac album, the first album with Lindsay and Stevie, came out. What the fuck does that have to do with Fleetwood Mac 20 years later? And how the fuck is this called Fleetwood Mac anyways? Seventh song on the album by Becca Bramlett and Billy Burnett called Dreamin' the Dream. All right, so here we have Billy and Becca trying to do Lindsay and Stevie. This album is a ludicrous concoction. I mean, what were they even thinking? I guess they were just thinking, we can just slap the name Fleetwood Mac on here and see how many we sell before people figure this shit out.
Place that I visit most every night. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment of Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, I guess we're flipping the record over. I'm sure this was never even released on vinyl, but I'm sure there's a cassette, and I guess this is probably the first song on side two, called Sooner or Later by Christine and her husband. Another almost 6 minute song. What is the point? This is so long and boring and pointless.
Maybe it's the season, the season of the year, defying all my reason, I just want you to be here, I want you to be here.
Second song on side two, a song written by Dave Mason with Frank Previtt and Tom Fuller called I Wonder Why. Another confusing song from Dave Mason. The fucking stock blues guitar licks. It's just insulting. This is just such a faceless, bland, paint-by-numbers kind of song. You can't just slap the name Fleetwood Mac on this kind of generic nonsense. Third song on side two, written by Christine and her husband, called Nights in Estoril. So Estoril is, I guess, a town in Portugal? Holy shit, this is badly produced. This is like an impersonation of a song. Is this AI? Did they have AI back in 95? Fourth song on side two, I Got It In For You, written by Billy Burnett. A rockabilly atrocity. Heinous. Insanely bad.
I've been your shadow. I'm on your heels. Both night and day. Baby, I'm getting warmer. I'm getting closer. Inches away.
Up next, a song by Christine and her husband called All Over Again. Terribly produced ballad from Christine with a terrible chorus. A ballad is supposed to be sad, but this is sad in the way a song is not supposed to be sad. This is just sad. Last song on the album. Here we go. 7 minutes long, called These Strange Times, written by Mick Fleetwood and Ray Kennedy. So this is a 7 minute instrumental with Mick Fleetwood talking over it. Spoken word bullshit. Completely insane. This album should be erased from existence. It really is an embarrassment. It's a ridiculous attempt to keep this thing going without Lindsay and Stevie. It's truly pathetic, and they cap it all off with 7 minutes of this ridiculous nonsense. It's crazy. All right, we made it through Time by, in quotations, a Fleetwood Mac. There's one more album, one more studio album that was released under the moniker Fleetwood Mac. You know, after this, they did the dance. They were back together, the 1975 lineup. By the time they make the next album, Christine has exited the band. Although she would return, there'd be at least one more tour before they kicked Lindsay out of the band, which I got to see that last tour with the 75 lineup as well, and it was great. But we will talk about the last full-length studio album released under the name Fleetwood Mac, called Say You Will, tomorrow.
These strange times, I look in my heart and see the dark, not the light. And how I'm sad and wished I was in love. And I look to the sky and cry out, God is nowhere.
God is nowhere.
God is nowhere.
God is nowhere.
And this is hell, being caught between the dark and the light.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.